I'll do this.
Okay, there, here we go.
We'll start. You happy now?
Now, all right. It's the top 5 at 5 of the Pro Con Show.
It's
the
top 5 at 5-ish.
Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Get on with it.
Get on with it because, you know how these guys are, Rich. I can't, taskmasters. All right, let's do it.
Number five.
Many high-profile public figures are in attendance at Aretha Franklin's funeral in Detroit today, and the Reverend Al Sharpton was among those who spoke. If you remember, Mr. Sharpton flubbed his tribute to Aretha on his show last week.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
All right. Well, maybe he needed a spelling nasium to help him out. He took a moment today to reflect on his mistake.
A lot of y'all corrected me. Now I want y'all to help me correct President Trump to teach him what it means. And I say that because when word had went out that Miss Franklin passed, Trump said she used to work for me. No, she used to perform for you. She worked for us. Aretha never took orders from nobody but God.
All right.
What?
I don't know. Reverend Jesse Jackson also got political during his comments on Aretha.
I was here for the Rosa Parks funeral and watched long lines at the museum for Rosa Parks. Long lines for Aretha, long lines today. If we have long lines to celebrate death and short lines for voting, we lost Michigan by 11,000 votes. 100,000 Detroit unregistered. Long lines at the death of the icons and short lines for voting, something is missing.
He's got a point. And that speech took a lot out of him. If you saw the pictures of Ariana Grande, yes, he looked
But Bill Clinton
tired.
Stayed at attention the whole
well,
time.
Well, sure.
Bill was Listen, Bill I think was it was absolutely, go. It was a glorious service.
It was.
And you know, previous, this week previously, the John McCain tributes were beautiful and heartfelt and wonderful and obviously deserved in two different types of American heroes.
Yeah, and when you know, no matter what you think of Jesse Jackson, he has a point.
He does
there.
Have a point.
That's a good point.
If
people were saying, oh, yeah, they were lining up for hours and hours, and, you know, we could feel, well, then, you know, take a couple minutes and go 11, vote.
11,000 votes, Michigan.
Yeah, that's it. We continue with
number four.
You want to take this one?
Sure. I'll do this one. During a Securing Americans retirement event in Charlotte, North Carolina today, President Trump expanded on his off-the-records comments made to Bloomberg during an interview in the Oval Office. In his comments with Bloomberg, as reported by the Toronto Star newspaper, Trump says he wasn't willing to compromise with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government on NAFTA, but he still wouldn't say that publicly.
I gave a totally off-the-record, you saw it, it said, off the record, and I said something strong. But it's my belief. And they violated it. And they said they were violating it. It's unbelievable what's happening with the fake news. It's unbelievable. When you say off the record, that's a very, it's not a legal term, but it's a term of honor.
Says the guy who used to impersonate his own spokesperson and call reporters.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be throwing around the word of honor. And I don't know if the president can be off the record. If you're talking about a policy that you made, a decision you made that affects the country based on another country, unless, you know, if you're with a reporter, you got to figure nothing's off the record.
Yeah.
If you're the president, right? Come on.
He didn't deny it. That's the other thing. So
right.
There you go.
Oh, we have a bonus cut.
So when I say off the record, here's the story. In order really to save time, I don't want to waste a lot of time. And then they say, they actually printed my off the record. They said, President Trump said, off the record, and then they go on to this. I said, this is a first. These are very dishonorable people. But I said, in the end, it's okay, because at least Canada knows how I feel. So it's fine.
Well, then why didn't you just have the guts to say it? You knew it was getting out.
Man.
Don't hide behind, oh, it was off the record. You knew it was going to get out, and you said it. And if it's your belief, like you said, then stand behind it.
And they're almost being honorable by telling you this was off the record.
Right. They said, well, we're giving it to them. All right. We We will finish the top five at five after we find out, one, what is happening with Judy at the bottom of the hour.
40 building code violations against the owner of a home where 10 children died in a fire.
All right, this traffic report is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. With all the trouble spots, it's Violetta. All right, we are in the midst of the top five at five, and if my memory serves me, we are on...
Number three.
That is correct. With no advance fanfare, Eminem released a surprise album using the opening track to address the aftermath of last year's freestyle rap on the BET Hip Hop Awards aimed at President Trump and his supporters. In The Ringer, the opening track of the new album, he pulls no punches.
But if I could go back, I'd at least reword it and say I empathize with the people. This evil serpent sold a dream to that he's deserted. But I think it's working. These verses are making him a wee bit nervous, and he's too scared to answer me with words, cause he knows that he will lyrically get murdered. But I know at least he's heard it, cause Agent Orange just sent the Secret Service to meet in person to see if I really think of hurting him or ask if I'm linked to terrorists. I said only when it comes to ink and lyricists. But my beef is more media journalists.
Uh-oh.
Hey, wait a minute.
He's got a beef. Well, because his last album did not do well. It was not well received. People criticized it. But from what I read the review mm-hmm. of this album today. This one, they can't say enough good things about Slim Shady.
They're calling him the GOAT.
Yes.
Greatest of all time. Right up there. He is great.
He can drop Skirt in a rhyme, I'm good.
Agent Orange and all that kind of good stuff.
I like Eminem.
I don't like the murder stuff, though.
Lyrically, stuff? I think he said the lyrically murder.
Yes, he's not going to really murder anybody.
No.
That's what, if you listen to his older stuff, that's what he's got the crews for. The crews Marshall go out and Mathers. Do his dirty work.
Yes.
Marshall Mathers.
There you go.
Here we go, number two.
Number two.
Please, by all means.
All right, the Green Bay Packers have agreed with the great Aaron Rodgers on a record-breaking contract worth a reported $134 million. That will keep him with the team until he turns 40. This makes Aaron Rodgers the highest-paid player in NFL history. More than $100 million guaranteed over the next 4 years. Rodgers will average $33.5 million annually in new money and all kinds of incentives. And another Packer great, his predecessor, Brett Favre, waited on the deal.
You know, I'm sure he would probably say the same thing. I don't know if anybody is worth that. But if there is one person who's worth it, it would be Aaron. Guys, you know, he is a playmaker. He is fun to watch. And it's one of those things, you know, where whether you like him or not, you can't deny that he's entertaining. The longer he plays, the more you would assume he's going to accumulate numbers that are going to be astounding. Not that he hasn't already. So I think when it's all said and done, he's a top five player all time, regardless of position. And he quite frankly, could be there right now.
Does it seem like for the every time Brett Favre would give a compliment, there'd be a little something there?
It was like, if you don't like him, sort of like a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, first of all, I think Aaron Rodgers is a terrific guy, and he is a top five quarterback, I think, of all time. And in a way, even though he's had some injuries, he's kind of a young 34 because, of course, he sat for a few years mm-hmm. waiting for Brett Favre, to play off the string. So, you know, there were 3 or 4 years there where he didn't get hit at all.
Yeah.
So,
and that's why you think... You're right. Young 34. You go. Is he? He's only 34.
Yeah.
It seems like he's been around forever. So he should be like 54.
He's a world talent. That's for sure.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And listen, you know,
absolutely.
You know who's worth it? A guy who can get it. So if he can get it, good for him. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Number one.
Number one. I'm uncomfortable with this first phrase. Just so you know.
Okay.
A guy who jacked a truck on an L.A. freeway this morning wanted cops to know he wasn't packing heat this very street. I feel
wow.
Like, yeah.
Okay, Eminem.
I'm down and dirty. I'm dropping a rhyme. The truck jacker was darting across, but then I say darting across lanes.
Okay.
Buck naked.
Oh, I love his work.
I do too. He was one of my favorite country singers. on the 101 freeway in East L.A., this after cops spotted the truck and gave chase. He stunned motorists who were driving to work at around 6 a.m. He eventually got off the freeway as police and TV news choppers followed him. He was eventually caught. The funniest part, L.A. stations covered the chase live.
Impact on the 101 freeway nearby here. But all right, there he goes again. He's off and running now onto an on-ramp there.
Oh.
On the 101. He's moving at a good good clip. I'll tell you, he's a pretty fast runner here. Although there's nothing really to slow him down, no friction from the clothing or shoes at this time.
And if he's not wearing any shoes, I don't even know how he could do that. This is pretty rough terrain to be running around on with no shoes.
It sure is. Oh. He was kind of directing traffic, slow down for me.
Imagine those drivers.
Yeah,
you know, you're trying to wake up.
An awakening, yes.
And
we'll wake you up.
You've done live TV, Rich. It's not as easy as it looks.
No, it is not. And I will say that, but did they know they're on television? They sound like four people in a bar watching it on TV.
Yeah, you're supposed to be telling us what's happening.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look at that. Well, no, you tell us. Well, you know, Los Angeles, of course, you know, they invented the helicopter coverage. In fact, Katie Tour, the NBC correspondent, mm-hmm. her parents actually pioneered that whole thing. They actually,
is that right?
Believe it or not, her parents, they were news correspondents, and they bought a helicopter and started doing that freelance in the late 60s, early 70s, and actually invented the helicopter coverage, live coverage.
Well,
so there you go.
Cool.
There's your little, factoid right there.
I like that little trivia, a little edutainment
just
right
for
there.
You.
I liked it. The female anchor sounded very puzzled. She didn't, maybe... Yeah. You know, granted, the sight of a naked man that early in the morning can be, you know, a little off-putting. I do agree, though. I don't know how you run barefoot in the streets.
I think that
doesn't matter.
The least of your concerns, the balls of your feet, is the least of your concern.
All right, we'll leave it at the of your feet.
The top five at five.